Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
But Pastor Mutakwa, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, moderator, and how are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. Are you doing well?
I am well, just the issue of power.
issues. Man. Yeah, well, let's see how far we go with the call. Yeah, no, I'm fine. Let's see how far we go, with our talk this afternoon. Talking about God the Father, you know, God formed humans in his own image, setting us apart from any other living being on earth, or thing, rather, on earth. So it's true that we don't know what God looks like. So his image is identified by who he is. So in today's lesson, we want to learn about his character as our Father. Now, please speak to us, Pastor, on the character of God, the Father. He has been depicted in most Christianity as a strict, no-nonsense character. Is this even accurate? Please do describe him for us.
Okay, thank you so much. We can just whisper a short.
All right.
Thank you this afternoon that you have allowed us to come back again for this discussion. We pray that you may be with us as you guide us through the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you so much, moderator. Let me begin it by saying God is the eternal Father. God is the creator. God is the source, is the sustainer. He is the sovereign of all creation. His character is such that he is just, holy, merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and and faithfulness. Yes, he loves us. That's why when we get to scripture, we begin from Genesis chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. When God had formed him, God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." So we see a situation where man is made with that freedom to make a choice. And when God spoke in this matter, giving him freedom to take everything else that he wanted apart from what belonged to him, it shows that he was not a tyrant God. He was not a strict God, but he wanted man to obey, man to be obedient, to live by what he says. When we go to Romans chapter 11, verse 22, the Bible says, "Therefore consider the goodness and severity of God on those who fail severity, but toward you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness, otherwise you also be cut off." Meaning, God is good to those who follow his character, to those who recognize who he is. Those who say no, he also leave them that way to take their own course. So when we talk in terms of strictness, what we perceive to be strict, what we perceive to be no-nonsense, is what God sees to be good to help us in our lives. I want to read another scripture.
Yeah.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 18, the Bible says, talks about, and God is faithful. He will not let you.
Yes.
But when you are tempted, he will also provide.
Yes, Pastor. Yeah, no, Pastor, is the line is not.
The Lord is not slow in his promise, as some understand the slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So people may define that no-nonsense, that strictness is in a manner in which he does not give us all freedom to do what we please us. What do you mean, what pleases us? His interest is to save us. His interest is to have us come out of sin.
Yeah,
that's why
he
sent Jesus, he's the only begotten son, to come and die for us. And when Jesus dies for us, what happens? We are saved. We are taken out of that which we know is a disaster. We are like a child that is crying for a knife to play with the child wants to cut. But you are saying, no, you cannot play with this knife and the laser blade. You know that the knife to the child. But the child cries.
Mm.
But what you are going to be very strict. You are like a child that is in a vehicle, wants to peep through the window and let the head out of the window and the other vehicles are passing.
Mm.
You will not allow that.
Yeah.
True. You will allow a child to be in a seat where they, because you have what you are you have for the child is goodness.
Mm.
So you object to the following effect.
Mm.
You are going to be strict on the child because you know what is good for the child. And that's what God does for us. So in Numbers 18:30, the Bible says, as for God, his way is perfect.
Mm.
The Lord's way is flawless.
Yeah.
He shields all who take refuge in him. Hey.
Yep.
And Psalms 116 verse 5 says, the Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. So what else are we looking for? So he is strict. He will not allow, who knows, is of good to us. By the way, moderator, we sinned. He would have allowed us to live like that.
Mm.
He would have allowed us to perish.
Mm.
But look at what he did. Bringing his own son to be killed, to die on the cross for the sake of us. That's how much his is measured in the death of his son.
Mm.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, Pastor, thank you so much. It's very good what you're saying. I now want to understand 1 John 4:7-8, beloved, let us love one another, etc. For God is love. That's what it says. For God is love. What does that mean, actually?
Yeah, God cares. In fact, those who must be in God. When you say God is love, it means he cares for us. He understands us. He brings us near to him. When we are in catastrophe and in difficulty, he takes us out of there. When he, we will leave and pledge to keep their faithfulness towards that lady. Similarly, as the man, she will pledge to live, to be faithful, not to share what she has in terms of what must be the love for that man to someone else. So when we say God is love, what we mean is that we cannot show love God. Like I have given, the greatest example we can give is the death of his son, Jesus Christ, the suffering of his son on earth. No man has such kind of love. No human being can. Only God has such kind of love. And when we say God is love, and those that must love must abound in him, must have the kind of heart that God has to sacrifice. Man, what I want for me must be also what I want for the other brother.
Yeah. Pastor, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
Oh, lovely. Now, lastly, before I let you go, Pastor, the Bible says, fear God and give him glory. Please explain that to us.
Okay. I read the whole of this one, then I'll get to other scriptures.
Mm.
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
Deuteronomy chapter 10, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Pastor.
And now, are you getting me?
Yeah, now I get you.
Are you getting?
Yeah, I get
to walk in, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with
your
sin. Hey, that I am giving you today for your own good. Now, in Revelation chapter 14, verse 7, the Bible says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Let me go further and worship him who made heaven and water. Let me go further. What does it mean to fear God in this context? To fear God means to respect or reverence God by obeying him. What do we obey? We obey what Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 mentions. What does this chapter mention? Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13. It says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter.
Yeah.
Fear God and keep his commandments.
Mm.
For this is the whole duty of man. What is to give honor and glory to God, to fear God? It is to keep God's commandments. What are the God's commandments? They are the Ten Commandments. Proverbs 3 verse 1 says, my son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. What commands? It is the Ten Commandments of God. Revelation chapter 14 verse 12 says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. So to fear God is to give glory to him. How do we give glory to him? He is the only one to be worshipped. That is why commandment number one to commandment number four is a summary of the reverence that must go between men from a human being to God.
Mm-hmm.
When we go to commandment number six, to commandment number 10, what does it talk about?
Mm-hmm.
It is talking me and my fellow man. What does that entail? It entails that first of all, I reverence God. God gives me the power to respect a fellow human being. So to fear God and to give him glory is to obey God.
Oh, okay.
Obey God. What does that mean to glorify God? First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, therefore, what you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. So we are not mandated to take alcohol and abuse the system of the body. We are not mandated to take in foods that are against what the Bible says. We are not mandated to talk anyhow, to insult people anyhow. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. To fear God is to keep the commandments of God. By the way, moderator, the character of God are the commandments of God.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Wow, beautiful and a mouthful. Well, Pastor Mutakwa, I must thank you so much for coming through and giving us this word. I don't know if you're going to be closing in prayer.
Yeah, I can close in prayer. Thank you so much. Lord, our God in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity and for whatever we have shared. I, the presenter, am a human being. I may have done what does not please you. Forgive me. But my prayer is that the listeners may hear the word as it is empowered by the Holy Spirit. Be with our moderator and all the listeners. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Pastor, thank you so much. We will hear from you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Blessings and thank you.
Blessings too and welcome.
Lovely stuff there. That was our presenter there, Pastor, who's joined us, Pastor Mutakwa, who's presenting on God the Father. Please do make sure that you join us tomorrow again at the same time and same place. It is now 25 minutes after the hour of 3 o'clock. It has been fantastic. If you missed this presentation, by the way, from the presenter, he calls me moderator. I must call him presenter. He's going to be back in here tomorrow, same time and same place. But if you missed any one of these, you can always get them on our podcasts.
Have you missed out on any interesting discussions from Adventist World Radio SID Media? Simply go to www.sidmedia.org to listen to all podcasts and previous shows. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. from broadcast to baptism.